They reckon it's going to be pretty cold within the next 24 hours. See, they've actually closed. They're going to close down the Cliffs of Moher for about 24 hours because it's going to be so windy. And if you've got your iPhone and you get the weather in your iPhone, if you have a look at that, right? Tomorrow, it's like it's 12 degrees today or, you know, it was 11 degrees. Suddenly, tomorrow, it just plummets right down boof, to about 4 degrees. And then it comes back up on Friday. So just wondering, just have a think about this in your travels, because whenever we do travels here, we're such a travelled race. Whenever we talk about travels, people have great stories. You might have a story. Where's the coldest place on Earth that you've ever been? Because also this week, it was revealed that the coldest place on Earth, there's a place that hits minus 90 degrees. Now, that's cold. Minus 90 degrees. How could you even live there? So I want to know, where is the coldest place you have ever been in your entire life on this planet? For me, it was two Fridays ago down in the milk market in Limerick. Whew. Boy, that was cold. That was very, very cold. But I'm sure you've been to colder. Give us a call, 1850-715-922, or text us at 51552. I found this very important piece of information. Coldest spot on Earth identified by satellite, okay? I can tell you where it is. The coldest place on Earth has been measured as a bitter minus 93.2 Celsius. Whoa! Minus 93.2. That is unbelievable. It is in the heart of Antarctica and it was recorded on the 10th of August in 2010. Of course, 10th of August 2010, Antarctica down the south and all that, that'd be there winter. And that was the coldest place. And that is the coldest place ever recorded on the Earth. Can anything even live in that? I mean, surely that would even kill a polar bear. Or you'd have to have a coat on or another bear on. There's nothing could live in that, is there? Let me just give you a few people. We want you to know. I want you to text me or call me 1850-715-922. Can you remember, as you were standing somewhere, it was without doubt the coldest place on the entire Earth you've ever been? Because tomorrow is going to be very, very cold and very windy all over Ireland. Washington State for Thanksgiving in 2010, ice and snow on every surface. That was cold. Okay. Lapland a few years ago, Colm, it was minus 45 degrees at night, and during the few hours of light it was minus 30. I was in Lapland, yeah, about 15 years ago, and it was I don't know what temperature was, but they just basically told you not to take your gloves off, not to take these special suits. As soon as you landed, they put you into a warehouse almost in the airport, and they put you into these special suits, and they say never, ever, ever take those off while you're outdoors. Just wait till you get inside a hotel or you're inside a restaurant or you're sitting on Santa's knee. Just there's no other time you ever take this suit off because you will die. Well, they said you can get very cold. The coldest I've experienced, Col, is when I forgot the wife's birthday. They say the best way to remember your wife's birthday is to forget it once. Yeah. Niagara Falls in December, wind chill factor of minus 40. My now husband proposed to me there. It's probably just to get indoors. I had to say yes. Oh, you had to say yes to get indoors. All right, okay. Hope it's all worked out. The coldest place ever was in Norway. I was there. It was minus 20. It's a whole different type of cold. That's what I noticed in Lapland. It is a whole different type of cold. It doesn't get into you as much, but it's there and it's something completely different. The coldest... What? The coldest place in the world, Colm, last night. Sleeping beside the wife last night after I accidentally said her sister looked better than her in the new Christmas dress she bought for the office party. There's a lot of those. Apparently there's a place... And there's a lot coming in. I've never been here. There's a place somewhere in the world called Mother-in-Laws. I don't know if it's a town or it's a country maybe. But there's some place and apparently it's really, really cold. The ice bar in Spain. Oh, yeah. I remember years ago, we sent... Actually, I think Rick did last year as well, sent somebody to the Ice Hotel in Norway, which is just there for about 6 months of the year, for obvious reasons. And it's completely made of ice. And you sleep in, like, these strange sort of sleeping bags because you're sleeping on ice. Your bed is made of ice. The bar is of ice. The restaurant is... the entire restaurant is ice. One more. I was inside the Arctic Circle a few years ago to see the Northern Lights column. It was about a minus 10. I'd say it was probably more than that. Minus 10, Sarah, in Waterford. Where is that coldest place? Coldest place on the entire Earth ever? Minus 93.2. That is pretty scary. 1850 715 92 or text 51552. Mary, how are you?
Hello, dear. How are you, Colin?
I'm not too bad at all. How are you today?
Thawing out.
Where are you?
I'm in Clonsilla here at the moment.
Is it raining?
No, it's actually very dull, but not raining.
Okay.
You know?
Tomorrow's meant to be pretty bad.
I consider it a warm day.
Tell me about where you were and how cold it was.
I was over in Calgary visiting my daughter.
Right.
And it was minus 33 degrees.
Wow.
Now, it did get warmer near the end, but it was minus... They call minus 10 a Chinook, and that's when it's warm and people actually go out in their shorts.
Minus 33? They go out in their shorts at minus 10?
10, because they think it's warm.
And what can you do at minus 33?
Sit there and freeze.
Oh,
on one of the days I was over there, they said to me when you go out, you know, everybody says when you go out to Calgary, oh, they're equipped for this weather. They were not equipped for the weather they got. They said it was the first time in 75 years they got weather as bad as they got.
Wow.
On one afternoon, they had 190 crashes on the road.
Really?
Yes.
I'd love to hear their AA Road Watch reports.
Oh, I'm telling you. And I'd hired a car out for the week, and here's me. No way.
You didn't even bother driving, did you?
Oh, I did drive, right. And my car got stuck in the middle of a road, just conked out with the cold.
But do they just go on with life? Well, I mean, they have to, don't they?
One day, I think it was the first day ever, I think my daughter was telling me, they closed out all the businesses in Calgary because it was too bad.
My gosh. Now, Calgary is, I mean, I think it was 10, 15 years ago, was the site of the Winter Olympics. So, you know,
it
would be known for that. What's she doing over there?
My daughter actually lived in South Korea for 6 years, and she met her fiancé there, who lived there for 9 years, but he's Canadian, so that's when they moved back to Canada last year. So she works in a bank over there now, and he works with social services.
Wow. And was she working in South Korea as well? She's a well-travelled young lady.
Oh, she's very, very well-travelled. She went to a university in England, and then off to Germany, Italy, and then South Korea, and now Canada.
Very good.
Well, it gives me a chance to see the world as well, doesn't it?
Is she a good skier? Do a lot of them ski? Oh, do they ski to work?
You've got to be joking me. I wouldn't even put her on roller skates.
but do you see people skiing? Oh, I'm just imagining people ski to work or down to the shops.
Herself and myself went out to a place called Banff out in the Rocky Mountains for a couple of days. And that's a big skiing place.
Yeah,
it's a big skiing place. Absolutely gorgeous. It's like a picture postcard.
Right, sounds
nice. It's absolutely beautiful. But the cold is the thing. Like, when I was in Korea, it was minus 20 when I used to visit her in South Korea. But this was cold.
So what have they got to keep them warm? I mean, have they got a fire in every room? Or have they got the craziest central heating?
It actually, you know, inside the heating was quite good.
Heating
was quite good. In the shops, the heating was quite good. But once you open a door of a building, literally your hair froze.
Wow.
Literally, I'm telling you, your hair went like icicles.
My gosh.
It was that cold over there. So
I'd say the heating bills are a bit of fun.
Yes, they are. I'd say, you know, we complain about them here. You know, I think today is a lovely day, mild, you know, and I think tomorrow when they say it's going to be this, it'll be, well, that's like a summer's day, you know.
I love the idea.
I'll come down there eventually.
I love the idea that when they see minus 10, they go out in their shorts because they're actually warm.
She said to me, and I said, my God, I said, and they have a thing called a Chinook.
Yeah.
Chinook is where they see this blue line going across the sky, and that means it's only going to be minus 4, minus 5 today, and that could last for about 7 hours.
Right.
And literally to go out with no jackets on them and things like that.
I like it. All right, Mary, listen, good call. Thank you very much. Happy Christmas.
Thank you very much, Colin. Happy Christmas to you.
Happy Christmas. Take care. Lisa, how are you?
Hi, Colin. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. You were off in Lapland recently.
Well, it was 2009. But yeah. Absolutely amazing, Colin. But we'd spent so many years saving to do this, and yeah. The kids were 7.5 and 4.5, so... We went, and the 1 year we picked, it was our coldest winter in 5 years. We had minus 27.
Minus 27, that's pretty cold.
It was really cold. Now, Colin, like as you said, it's a different cold, and we were doing lots of activities, but it did take from it a bit. It ruined it a little bit because, obviously, we had to keep taking the kids inside and taking off their boots and their thermal socks, and you had to do the rubbing of the feet every so often because the kids just weren't able for it. The snots were frozen.
Wow.
My hair, I lost some of the ends of my hair, broke off that were out under my hat.
Your hair broke off?
Oh, yeah. If your hair was out under it, it's like ice at the end, and when you go to flake it off, your hair just break off.
Wow. But you still, you got to walk around Santa's village and meet Santa in that.
Oh, absolutely, Colin, we did. And what we saw was they don't get it very often. And when they do, we drove over a bridge going on one of the excursions and a big river, but it was frozen over. So there was rallying on us, car rallying.
Wow, I like it, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Again, what I noticed when we were there was the fact that the way the cars, and there was loads of Volvos, you know, obviously they just love their Volvos up there. But they drove them. They didn't really slow down that much. They just knew how to drive in those conditions.
That's the difference, I think, Colin, with us here. Like, they're well equipped for it. They're well able for it. And the only thing I'd have complained about was the food. Did you find the food absolutely wild?
Everything was reindeer. Everything was just...
Reindeer, everything, and my kids couldn't tell them, like, because you're rubbing the reindeer and then they go inside for dinner and they're eating it, you know?
Yeah, so. Everything was venison, and it's very heavy, and the sauces were very heavy, and the sauerkrauts and that. Yeah, the food was a little bit heavy, but it's good fun, good fun.
Oh, it's absolutely time of our life. Like, it was amazing to do. It's just, we picked the one time that they had the coldest winter in 5 years.
All right, minus 27. Lisa, thanks for the call.
No problem, Colin. Have a nice Christmas.
And
bye-bye.
You, take care, bye. Pyrrhus, is it?
Hi, Colin, how are you?
Not too bad, how are you?
Good, happy Christmas to you.
Happy Christmas to you. You do a bit of ice climbing, is it?
Yeah, that's a bit of a strange one, isn't it?
What's ice climbing now?
So, yeah, as it says on the tin, it's climbing vertical waterfalls or runnels of ice. And, yeah, back in the day when we had plenty of money, we were heading to Norway to do it, but those days are gone. So
is this climbing like stalagmites and things like that?
I suppose, yeah, it'd be waterfalls. Obviously, waterfalls up high in the mountains are freezing because of the higher altitude and the colder temperatures. So, yeah, we go and climb them. And we in the past, a couple of winters, we've had some decent ice climbing here. You don't have to go to Norway.
Right.
We've had some decent climbing in the Cumra Mountains outside Dungarvan, and Carrantool is always a favourite.
Is it not really dangerous?
Yeah, it's reflected in my insurance policy, I tell you.
Like, are you saying that when you were doing it and you were in Norway and that, you were climbing up a waterfall that was frozen?
Yes, yeah.
So you're climbing on where the water would usually flow?
Yeah, and that's what it is. It's solid water. It could be 3 feet thick blue ice. Yeah, it'd be like if the pot full of water, the dog's bowl out the back, frozen solid. It's thick.
It's that idea. And what are you using? Is it like ice picks?
Yes, you'd have two ice axes, and you'd have kind of spiky things on your boots. You might have seen them on the telly called crampons, and you're just hacking your way up. You whack in an axe, you bring up your foot, you hack in. Obviously you're roped and stuff, and you'd screw placements into the ice, all for intents and purposes, like a screw.
Yeah.
You'd screw into the ice, and then you can clip to that.
Are you saying with Carrantool that it gets that cold and that icy that you can do that as well?
Oh, it does, yeah. Well. Yeah, I actually run a guiding company down here in Kerry.
Yeah.
That's what I do. Now, we don't, I suppose, the last few years we haven't had the amount that we would have in those hard freezes, say, 6-7 years ago. But no, every year you're guaranteed to get some decent ice climbing. The Cumra Mountains in just outside Dungarvan are good for it because they're not as close to close to the sea, but they get the prevailing eastern winds.
Right, so they get
colder winds. And generally the Carrantool has a southwesterly, so the cold northeastern winds is what you want.
And when the money was flowing as it used to years ago, gosh, and you were up in Norway, what sort of temperatures were you hitting?
Yeah, I suppose take into account wind chill, you'd be talking easily minus 20, minus 25.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's scary, isn't it? But you like it.
You've all the gear for it. You know, you're well wrapped up and you know.
That's where you get your buzz.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
All right, I like it. Okay, ice climbing pairs. Thanks for the call.
Thanks,
take care of yourself. See you now. Let me just look at a few of these, Colm. I was in Siberia 2 years ago, and it went to minus 65 one day. I was out working in it. I presume you would just die if you're not wearing the right stuff. That's it. I've worked in minus 36 off Newfoundland in April and plus 53 in the Arabian Sea in July. Well, good one, Barry. Colm, I was tracking wolves and lynx. God. So you're tracking wolves and fresh deodorant at the same time. Wow. This was in Slovakia 2 years ago. Yeah, I know. It was minus 26 degrees. I had to layer up in that weather. Breathe in Dublin. Breathe. Why were you tracking wolves? I love it. Colin, back in the late 70s, the national school was closed due to a snowstorm and the teacher dropped us about a mile from our house due to drifts and blizzard conditions. Four of us walked home crying all the way. It took about an hour for us to feel our hands again. I've been traumatised ever since. Do you remember in school when you came in and you got that little nod going, school is closed today now, the boiler has frozen. The boiler has frozen, you need to go home now. Go home from the school now and we'll be in contact. Ring the school tomorrow and be in contact whether the boiler has unfrozen itself. Thank you very much. God, I hated that man. Oh, yeah. Now, Colm, I was in Helsinki minus 27 in 06. Minus 27. Wow. Keep them coming in if you've got them.